that man, the wiring of the brain is different from the woman. And if you look at the pictures, they show clearly woman's wiring is only half of the brain, which has come in the hadith. Scientifically, they have seen it, what they have done, that their brains are only half wired, and man's brains are fully wired. It's fully wired. It's a body of figure like a Coca-Cola bottle. Now she looks like a 20-liter or 200-liter oil bottle. Now she looks like that, her whole body has blown up like this. Maas ke jisam mein mustaqil nuqs paida hokar andaruni pechida bimariya shuru ho jati hai. And some of them actually... Aur chahiye to ye ki hum phir Allah Ta'ala ke qawaneen ke taraf laut aaye. And what we should have understood, and if Iman was there to something, to go back to Allah. Make Tawbah. And Tawbah means to reverse. You went in a one way. No entry. You realize I did wrong. Reverse now. Okay? Now don't still carry on. But then everything we see the opposite. And instead of correcting, reversing, now we have to show all the other people are wrong. That even the traffic department, if this was wrong, they make this a one way. I'm right on this. Even they are wrong. And all these people coming this way, they are wrong. I'm right, I'm going this way. This is when Iman, if you don't understand, stop your sweet things, become more physically fit, etc., then you don't need all these other medicines. And one medicine leads to another. They treat you for your sugar, now you've got high blood. That medicine gave you high blood. Now you treat for the high blood, now you've got another problem again. Look at the root of the problem. And really all this
workers, whatever a person speaks is being recorded. The tongue is a very, very important organ in the body, spiritually as well. And it is very important that a person must have control over his tongue. Unfortunately, generally today we don't have control over the tongue. We just blurt. Otherwise, Sakarat is one of the very difficult periods a person goes through. It is not easy, the transition from this world into the year after. The ruh is in every part of the body. And at the time of Maut Sakarat, the ruh has been pulled out. But if our attachment is with Akhirat, and we love our aid under machines, life-supporting machines, but you just did not want to die. But the time has to come. The time of death is appointed for every person. And it will come and will take every person, no matter what preparation you make to save yourself from death, you cannot. Death overtakes every person. One of your person will be brought by somebody who will be taking him to the place of resurrection. In other words, like a guide, a person who will be taking you, and you'll have no choice. You can't escape him, like a police escorting you, and you have to go. And shaheed is you yourself. Now you will see all our temper, our tongue, etc. And we have to go there with all these evidence against us. It will be a very, very difficult time. لَقَدْ كُنْتَ فِي غَفْلَةٍ مِّنْ هَذَا To be khabar raha is deen se. You are always unmindful of the day of Qiyamah. You are more worried about your dunya. Or like non-believers who disbelieve, they will see it, put it with their eyes. فَبَصُرَكَ الْيَوْمَ حَدِيدٍ So teri nigaah aaj tez hai. So your eyes today are perfected. And you can see with your eyes clearly everything. So we are fortunate that we have been informed of all this, what is going to happen. Now we should try.
The same path we are also going towards our qabr. The real purpose of life is to prepare for akhirah. The purpose of life is not to make big businesses and mansions and buildings and bank balances and properties. It is to prepare for our akhirah. May Allah give us all tawfiq.
أمركم معكم أن ذكرتم بل أنتم قوم مسرفون وقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا عدوى ولا كيرد ولا سفر ولا هام أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام صدق الله نبي العظيم وصدق الرسول النبي الكريم يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على بشير نذير محمدا يا رب صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم. psychedelics and things, before starting our actual talk proper, just one thing is about the amount of guru you are reading, the sunnahs you are reading, your spiritual power of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be so strong, you can be million miles away, you will be getting the spiritual strength. So our Hazrat's spiritual power is here with us, inshallah. And the spiritual power of the Ahlullah, we got great hope and umid that we will all share the sohbat company, Allah only Allah's fazal and karam, that we learn if you want to love somebody, love the highest servants of Allah. And in that hope, la'allallah. Normally, in Arabic, the word la'alla means hopefully. But when Allah Ta'ala mentions la'alla, it means definitely. And when the pious servants make dua, that la'alla huwa ta'ala, speeches, and it just goes over the people's head. Got no effect. And just listening to bayans and bayans. So the friends of Allah want reality, and they look at their reality, Allah Akbar. And in their humbleness, on one occasion, Allah Akbar. Hazrat Haji Ilahullah Muhammad Makki Rahmatullahi at Kaaba Sharif, one night, all night in sajda, and in Rahmatullahi, when Allah will say, what you brought here, what can you present? He says, I got nothing to present. All I can say, Ya Allah, hum tere mahboob ke shabahat leke aaye. Haqeeqat jo hi karte hum surat leke aaye. Oh Allah, your pious servants, we just imitated. And our imitation was also useless. So, but you are so kind, Allah, you love imitation, so imitated my Musa. My Kareemullah, I love the imitation in the blessing I gave in such strong ones. So when you imitate with genuineness, and you imitate the pious servants of Allah, then we can only have umeed inshaAllah, Allah Ta'ala accept and make us amongst those people. Like in this world we see, when the pious people they travel, then they are tired of it. He put for sale sign, nobody wants to buy that house. So he decided his auction, there he sell your car very quickly. So he took the car to the auction and said, please sell my car. Say, okay, no problem, park it off, we'll sell it for you. Next day is the auction, you come and you get your money. So next day he went to the auction, and then the auctioneer started one time to sell. So we are the bigger idiot. If we get carried away, just these few words, these good personalities they made, we regard it as dua, inshallah, Allah Ta'ala accept. So Allah give us tawfiq and understand reality, that we have to become real people. And from the friends of Allah who are real people, we'll understand what is reality. Otherwise, Allah says, you like teacher Muslims today. Just outwardly, the sunnahs of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam one side, and we see the condition of the ummah today. That the ummah today is like a person who is loving, but he is in a coma. He's in a coma, he's in a hospital, he's even on life support. But he doesn't even know what's happening around him. Whatever they minister for him, any medicine, he doesn't know. He is like, he's a loving person, but he's a dead. Now he takes a pencil, he stabs it in the eye of the lion. He tells his friend, see, what does lion do? I'm stronger than the lion. What, the lion can't do me nothing. Then he takes a small scissor, he cuts the ear of the lion. Say, oh, look at this lion. What? This lion is useless. Can't do anything. So obviously, that's a paper lion. What can he do? Then you see, he goes to the zoo with his parents. He cuts off the whole door of the fort of the Jews in Khaybar. Allahu Akbar. That was not strength of steel, was not strength of iron, that was strength of iman. As Allah Ta'ala promises, وَأَنْتُمُ الْعَلَوْنَ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ, that Muslims, I promise, you will be the dominant force on the face of the earth. But on this, we also listen to the news, we imitate their news on our radio stations, and we get depressed. If you don't know how to listen to the news, our Shaykh says, don't listen to the news. It is harmful for us, don't listen. We don't know how Islam is spreading in the world. And we think, no, Islam is under pressure. Yes, there are those people that are coming into Islam. We will be under shooting. Reality is moving with technology. And now, just now I had just phone. Now I got the iPhone. Now I got that. Now I got that. Then you are going far away from the sunnahs of the resources. If you want real honor, you want real respect, dignity, Ummah must come alive again. And we have to go 1400 years back to the lifestyle of Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And in his pocket, one day his friend said, the old man, come stay by my house one day, you are alone. He said, okay, I'll come sleep one night by you. When he slept that night, middle of the night, his eyes woke up. The first thing he's checking his pocket. It's my gold coin there. Like today you travel in the world, the first thing all the time you check in your passport. You just got it stamped, you put it in your pocket, hardly walk. Friend, you can look till the cows come home. You can look till Qiyamah, you won't find it. Go back in the room, even if it's dark, it might take you half an hour, spread your hands, but you find it.
Today we are looking for peace and contentment in the big shopping malls, bright lights. We are looking for it in the clubs. We are looking for it in the sports grounds. We are looking for it in big degrees, in the university. What is reality? We'll understand it from them. Then we'll realize how important to bring alive the sunnah of the experience also. And who we should make our own models. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali, in one of his bayan, very touching bayan, he said very beautifully after he visited our great minister. So if you want to be the imam of the pious, you have to become pious first. And then you are the imam of the house. But Hazrat says today, as any father, myself, first of all, I'm talking to myself, then if we all take lesson, inshallah, it will benefit us. That Hazrat says, which father can say today that I am your role model? And Hazrat says, what is the father? He is the role model now of the son. The son says, oh, my father gets up after the sun rises. So then the next thing, when my father gets up, he goes straight to the bathroom, the beautiful garden of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam on his face, he takes the razor and shaves it off. And now he makes his face dusty. And remember, Hazrat Ghandi Rahmatullah Ali has mentioned, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, they don't keep such a long beard. That night so long that one Haji Sahib Hazrat says, in Karachi used to have such a long beard. When he go for his sinja, he must put it under his arm to get the mess. So that also, we shouldn't follow the ways of the Jews, the Salafis. They keep long beards and they fool themselves to be pious. No, keep your beard on. He's not a big businessman. He doesn't have to go to meetings. He doesn't have to go to political meetings. We have to go to such meetings. And if I got a big beard there, then how am I going to put it? So I keep a small beard. So if I have to go to my meeting or previous group, I'm okay, I'll put it there. They won't just object. And if Maulana's come, and I got my beard, I just throw my long kurta over my t-shirt. What am I thinking in a modern world? Now Maulana, what is talking of sunnah? How are we going to practice sunnah in the modern world? Allah was very, very simple. That we follow the pious servants of Allah, they lead their life according to Quran and Sunnah. And according to the time, then it will be easy for you to understand the Sunnah. In your area, in your town, and 2 years later he came back, he had an English cap on, he had 3-piece suit and tie, and he came to Hazrat to meet him. Hazrat didn't make him out. Hazrat Honorable Yasir son, Hazrat Maulana Mazhar Sahib down the Rakatun, made him out immediately. So he asked Hazrat, can you recognize us, man? He says, no. He says, Wali Aadmi jisne kaha, you people don't know about Sunnah and your son. So shouldn't we be grateful and telling our Nabi Jazakumullah? But in reality, we don't know. Many times you want to tell a pious person, a great person, but you don't know which words to use. You in fact even looking in the dictionary, I've used this word, but it's not appropriate. You're not putting it in the right place. So Allah Ta'ala has been so kind up here. Peace and harmony will come in the houses. You will start leading durood upon Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So we should ponder and think, how much durood are we leading upon our beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam? We don't read the durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and we expect the rahmat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to come. Allah's rahmat is there, and Allah's rahmat wants to be. See what Maulana said. See Maulana said, piyaj haram. Which Maulana is that? Let me phone him. See phone partner. Maulana said, I didn't say piyaj, I said viyaj. That he don't want to listen because he's got all his bonds, he's got his HP, that he doesn't want to listen, he says it's haram. So we have to listen carefully. One Maulana said, Allah Akbar. That when you go on suffer, Allah, if I think now but sure, but love, I must send durood upon my beloved Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And when we send durood, we are not in reality benefiting our beloved Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We are only benefiting ourselves. Allah Akbar. We will get the love of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. We'll get the closeness of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. We'll get the shafa'at, the intercession of Nabi Kareem Sawsam. Wali Jaya, who's he? He said, King, call him what you want. He said, Hazrat, I came to meet you and I brought this present for you. Kings are kings. They got broad hearts. They don't just make you feel uncomfortable. So the king accepted. He said, oh, Jazakallah, he brought this water for me. He accepted. The king told his ministers, give him in America, they got it in Australia, wherever. If human beings' technology can be so fast, in Allah's technology, how fast is Allah's technology? In a split moment, all over, Allah Akbar. One time he was sitting on Hazrat Maulana Yunus Patel Sahib Rahmatullah Ali outside the Haram, in front of Rozai Park. So the friend was sitting around, so Hazrat said, it's our heart. And one easy way to give our heart to Allah, bring alive the sunnah of Nabi. and what greater sunnah than durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. So Hazrat explained that every split moment, malaika are coming in with their pain of the durood, that person read durood, they bring into Nabi's house. So all those pains of the angels are coming every split moment, and such soothing rain, they won't even hear the sounds. They will be sleeping, their sleep won't be disturbed. They'll get up in the morning, they won't even know, but they see the crops has grown. They'll see the beautiful flowers, and then they'll realize, oh, rain has come. Today we are, so the whole weather pattern throughout the world is going upside down, and imagine 1400 years ago, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam warned us on the day of Jummah. It takes about 25-30 minutes, but today our Shaykh says, too busy. No time to sit even 1 minute after Asr to read the Tasbihah. No time. The Imam just says salam, we'll be dashing out. No time for dua, also a great sunnah, a great ibadah. No time for that. So if you got no time, 25-30 minutes at 1 o'clock, then start.
Our five senses, what we see, we see this fame, but your eyes, a small child, 2 year old, the child is seeing, it's going round, and you tell the child if it's a fame, it hears it. It registers in its mind, now it's got the knowledge, this thing that goes round and makes air is called a fame. But your five senses, you taste Allah, unfortunately. Now the brain gives a message to the legs, put so much pressure on the brakes. Next, the eyes see a ball coming across the road, suddenly. So the eyes gives a message to the brain, a ball has crossed. The brain works out, behind the ball there must be a boy that is going to run. Eyes, Allah Ta'ala, a person has to use his brains, but we don't use it for this. We use it for small, petty things, for all other things we are using our brains. In namaz, we are supposed to be thinking of Allah. But in namaz, we're using our brains for some other calculations. In Taraweeh, how many people are working, that how many rakats we finish, so much was in the shop, but he doesn't know why he's there. He doesn't know he has to learn the work. He's just aimlessly there. Whatever they are selling in the shop, he's just checking, looking around, he's doing nothing. So if a person doesn't know his object, and ask yourself, what is the object of being in dunya? These are small departments, to be in the madrasa, to be in them. And the blood flowing in our body, our hearts functioning, our liver functioning, our kidneys functioning, we can't imagine. And billions of things around the world is working for each one of us all the time in the world. We are going to next year, next month, we are going to eat one grape. That is going to wa immal raha, Jannah or Jahannam. One of the two will be for you. And we are here to save ourselves from Jahannam and to enter into Jannah. But who of us think of that? We don't even think of it. We think where I'm going to get my next 500 rand to buy this, where I'm going to get this, where I'm going to get that. We don't think that these are the major things. Wahi. Wahi is ilme ilahi. Allah's knowledge, who is the creator, controller of everything. Khaliqus samawati wal ard, Rabbus samawati wal ard. Allah is everything. Wahi is that knowledge not of your brains. Wahi is the knowledge not of hawasi khamsa, our five senses. Wahi is Allah's knowledge. You know where your classrooms, but if a person makes that the major part of his study, and what he has to study, he doesn't study. He's just worried that the times of the meals in the dining hall, when we have to give clothes in the laundry, all that he knows properly, but he doesn't study. So dunya's knowledge is like knowing all these things. And the main what you have to study. To the south, to Syria and to Yemen. And on their journeys they saw how Allah's azab had come upon the people. So Allah says, didn't they take a lesson from this? Now in these ayat, Allah Ta'ala explains the reason for that azab which Allah had sent upon those people. And in that is a lesson for us to take it.
Or was it just some entertainment? We should consider this. So anyway, so whenever Allah is remembered sincerely, where a person, for example, our young boy, he wants to keep beard, he's going to school. He's in grade 10 now. Grade 11, his beard has come out. Then, when what we tell him? You are being extremist. They like the pansuras. The pansuras are very important. Whenever I see you pansura, you are reading all the time. You know too much fazilat of duas. All the fazilat you, and you reading all the duas all the time. We can't stomach it. anything that is on deen, we can't stop. وَإِذَا ذُكِرُ اللَّهُ وَحْدَهُ إِشْمَأَزَّتْ قُلُوبُ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ. This side or that side. One look, yeah, they see what is in the whole district. And I mustn't miss out anything. But what my friend and the people who host us, they come there with the platter of food, hot food sometimes, something is very hot, but nobody will even look at to help the poor person, just to move the few dishes and make place. A fruit platter comes in everything. You go to the most wealthiest, halal, there is also halal. But they cater for the Muslims in these haram places. And we are good Muslims. Today a Muslim woman jogs on the road. What's wrong? I got my burqa, though it's a tight cloak and everything. What's wrong with that? I can walk, I can jog on the road. Going to the gym, nothing wrong. You'll never ever go astray. So, with regard to this month of Safar, when it came, and people talk, which was a common thing, and today also, though, alhamdulillah, according to some, what we understand, Allah knows best, it's gone very, very less. That first, when we were small, a wedding can't take place in a pool and irrigate all the lands, etc. We have to sacrifice our most beautiful girl, dressed up in the most beautiful with the most expensive jewelry. And then one of the gods will come, the jinns, and he will take her away, then it will irrigate. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu, this is what Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that we see, one animal has got a disease, it's going to the next one. One person has got, it goes to the next one. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, if it is contagious, where did the first one get? Where did it come from, the first one? So it is from Allah ta'ala. Hakim Yusuf, rahmatullah alayhi of Hakwat, gave a beautiful answer to this. He says, there's going to be goodness in that job, in that operation you want to do, whatever. It's not going to be successful. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there is nothing like that. The bird is going to fly in its direction. Where is it got the direction of the flying of the bird? How can that control your life? Allah alone is the controller. Allahu huwa khaliqu kulli shay. Allah is the superstition we have got. The cat runs across the road, accident is going to take place. The cat saw a mouse on the other side in the light of the car. So it's running for its rosie. Where has the running of the cat got control of making an accident? So this is wrong. For example, some people, the cat is meowing at night. Abdullah ibn Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, وَإِنَّا كُلٌّ فِيهَا. We are all in this. In other words, what is in the environment? That all the superstition it has. إِلَّا أَيُّذْهِبَهُ اللَّهُ بِتَوَكُّلِهِ. But Allah takes away that by tawakkul. And then the ulama have explained this sentence, step out of the prison, he'll be killed. There are people waiting for him. So this is insurance. Insurance gave you protection. His condition which came in the newspapers, he couldn't pay his telephone bill. He couldn't pay his water and light account. So insurance will give you protection, or insurance will bring destruction on you. Today we are fooled. One lady, pious lady, her husband,
he is a magician and he's a big liar, na'uzubillah, that he hasn't come with anything, when in fact they knew that he has come with clear credentials and proof from Allah Ta'ala. So this is the nature of man. When we don't want to accept the truth from somebody, we will try and find fault in that person. We'll make various excuses.
Life insurance, insurance on the house, insurance on the vehicles, insurance on the business, all types of insurance, medical aid, insurance on your health, insurance of, and all is that same thing that you know you can't, all that superstition. Tomorrow if you get sick, heart attack, what's going to happen? Who's going to happen? You are paying to get a heart attack. The trouser also, even the jockey and brief also. In this gambling, who got anything? You lost your family in gambling. But what the, how lucrative it is, lotto. Komku maria lotto. That everyone playing lotto. That just that, I will win. So all these things, insurance is a gamble. It's nothing different from gambling. A different form of gambling.
There will be no more anyone left. And this is happening today also. In the name of vaccines, etc. They are sterilizing people, especially Muslim people. In Muslim countries, various vaccines they give, but actually it is to sterilize the people so that the Muslims become less eventually and we can...
Because now the people on strike, they need money. For 1 year, 9 months, 1 year, cash loans. Now to pay off the cash loans, now again the shops are all there. Whatever, they will pay it off and finally they will spend it again there. So how they making fools out of everyone in the world? But and the solution is nothing else but the Quran Sharif and the Sunnah.
So took out Muslims from their lands, whether it was Indonesia, whether it was India, all these places, and brought them to their countries for cheap labor on the one side, and on the other side that they will be influenced by our way of life. And they will become Christians eventually, or at least they will forsake their religion. But in return, Allah made masjids.
Is, if a girl has found her match, if the janaza is there ready, don't delay in the burial. So quick, don't pay, make it a big issue. Mort also, nikah also, no big issue. Hazrat Shaykh al-Hadith rahmatullah Ali says, how much time and effort I make for two rakat sunnah, so much I make on a nikah. If you make nikah,
Fir'aun also realized it, and when he put this in his cabinet, this plan of his, that the male issues of Bani Israel must be killed and the female issues must be left to live to serve us, his cabinet also opposed him, and they told him, no, this is not right. They also realized the truth, the miracles of Musa Ali.
Hey, whether somebody has died, whether somebody is living and wedding, these are not big issues for a Muslim. We must carry on with the commands of Allah, with the work of deen, spreading the deen, practicing on deen. But today we have made the small issue, big weddings are a big issue. In good homes where there is knowledge and where there is deen, but wedding, big issue. The wedding is a science.
But we want to show I can do what I want to. When nafs overtakes a person to this extent, then he becomes a most foolish person and he destroys himself. وَقَالَ مُوسَىٰ إِنِّي عُثْتُ بِرَبِّي وَرَبِّكُمْ مِنْ كُلِّ مُتَكَبِّرِ. اور کہا موسیٰ نے میں پناہ لے چکا ہوں اپنے اور تمہارے رب کی.
The accident is from Allah, it's not from the cat. We trust in Allah Ta'ala. And speed up even more. Don't be frightened also. Abdul Wahab sahab, Damat Barakatuhum, Wallahu Akbar, throughout the world, he travels in the world and he doesn't try to travel by plane as far as possible. Where you can, then he travels by car. And then he reads his dua and then he tells that this and their reason, outside in the dunya, they don't want to be involved. Get back to the masjid, get back to the house. We don't want to be involved. The quicker we get out of the dunya, not that they were crazy about speed like we are, that they just wanted to be out of the dunya. So anyway, so don't talk about all the superstition in a negative way. In a positive way, no problem.
Not accept, make tawbah istighfar. By that still, Allah's mercy will come on a person.
He said, you're Kesha. You causing me all this. Where are you going to leave me? So anyway, there is no bad luck in a woman. Many people feel this woman is bad luck. She's causing me. This house is a bad luck. This house, the Hindus were living in it. So therefore, now they were making puja party. And all that bad luck now, all this idols and that business. Or anything on your own, they don't believe bad luck in anything. Not all this Amil's chakkar and Taweez chakkar. Wala yastarqoon. They don't really take the Taweez and all that. And these people with Taweez spoil the iman of people. That Taweez latakti rahe, kahak aate rahe. That you just put the Taweez, you don't have to worry. This is his condition. Man, you can get the right place. But that Taweez is going to take me long. I can't just prepare it immediately. Those people are going on a tour, 10 days you join them. We went in Jama'at 10 days, we went on the tour, I'll tour around, join the Tabliq and see the Republic. I'll tour around. So after 10 days, maybe on the tour. After Jama'at Faraz, he stood up, he made the state, whole masjid got. So this guy Taweez is a right Taweez. Not all these other funny types of Taweez, what and what. Allahu Akbar, the iman of our woman, of our man, the money, and how many women's izzat and respect and honor is also stretched out. Next weekend, from Yawmul Khamis and Thursday, and Jummah and Saturday, will be programming Chakas Karag, wherever Sanger and Varilam and what's that in Pangeni? So whoever wishes to join may join also. Yeah.
سیماهم دم نبود راز را غیر خدا محرم نبود الله جل جلاله تعالى شانه
الله قلوبنا بعد إذ هديتنا وهب لنا من لدنك رحمة إنك أنت الوهاب اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا لا يفقد ونعيما لا ينفد مرافقة نبينا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم في أعلى درجة جنة الخلد اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم ارحمنا
History of monkeys. One monkey could become a human being. Then till today, why didn't another monkey also become a human being? Like many people have 2-3 children, one becomes a hafiz, the others can also become, and they do become. One becomes a maulana, others can, and they do become. Why till today only one monkey? This is really their monkey business, and especially the elite, the rich people, their children go to the church schools, and they say their discipline is very good. But you don't realize your iman is being destroyed. They are robbing you of your iman completely. So this is now secular education. So all the schools, even truly speaking, our Islamic schools also. Some other times we'll do them in detail. The second point is the fazilat, the virtues of this knowledge. And this knowledge, just to explain in a simple way, in Tafsir al-Kabir, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi has written this instance that a person was a very great scholar. Says that ibnuhu yadhkuruni fawqa al-ard fa kayfa u'adhibuhu tahta al-ard. His son is taking my name and saying, I'm the most merciful, I'm the most kind. How can I punish his father who is under the earth? Allah immediately removed the punishment. And there are million companion. He's dying today, he's my guide, he helps me, he does my work for me. Dogs who are trained, they do a lot of things also. So somebody asked him, what's wrong, why are you crying? He said, my dog, lifelong companion, he's dying. Why? What's wrong? Why is he dying? His hunger. He hasn't got food to eat. He said, this big basket which is on your head, what is in that basket? Say, I'll come and sweep the place. I'll come and clean the toilets. But something we should contribute also. We should make shukr. That is very, very important. Then very important for everyone, particularly the students and everyone, even the who are running the madrasa, the parents, our niyat. And niyat, there must be sincerity. In the setting of the sun, the blowing of the winds, the coming of the rains, all that has got an object, and that is to recognize Allah. I will recognize that. And then I will then teach this to other people. I will propagate this knowledge to other people, etc. All our niyats we should do. Then hard work is required. Any magazine or any novel, treat it with utmost of respect. Respect yourself also, that you're a person who is learning Quran and Hadith. Foul language is not right for you. To be abusive, to use bad language, with the same tongue you are reading Quran Sharif. If a person, the dog that we have for security at home, and blocking the effect. So we must not commit sin. And the girls also acquiring this knowledge together with sin, we'll get the words of knowledge if we work hard. But the reality of that knowledge we won't get. And to understand between words and reality, if a person told you that atom bomb can kill so many people, has sent so many people to mad hospitals. Dunya's knowledge has made so many people to go mad, to commit suicide. Never did you hear a person who got deen in him, he commit suicide. And according to, not our statistics, World Health Organization, the most people who suffer from depression and who go to stay away from sin. Sin is our worst enemy in the world. It's not any country, it's not any nation. Our worst enemy, our own sins. But when we sin, Allah uses these people to cause us problems. Not just Allah does cause problems to anyone for nothing. It is because of our sins. Important to understand that. And that is why I gave most of my time towards that. Then together with that, the great virtues of this knowledge. And then that we must make shukr to for this year. Then we must have hard work. I must study properly. Don't just like we big Sufis, we only read tasbih, we don't do... No. Ikram, sami'na wa ta'na, ghufranaka rabbana wa ilayka al-masir. Allahumma rabbana atina fi dunya hasana wa fi al-akhirati hasana wa qina azab al-nar. Allahumma anta as-salam wa minka as-salam. Tabarak ya dhal jalali wal ikram. Minan النار سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام أسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بك.
What will please Allah, what will not please Allah, you are not fulfilling the rights of slavehood. We are the slaves of Allah. A slave who doesn't know what his master likes and doesn't do that, then he's not fulfilling the rights of slavery. Our Shaykh explained so beautifully, even a wife, a child wants to be successful, then she learns the mizaj of a husband.
Illallah, illallah, la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Dil ko agar chamkana ho to kar lo zikre illallah 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 labrez jab unki ulfat ka paimana ho aqal ki zanjeeron ko tode ishq mein yu deewana ho kya kije labrez jab unki ulfat ka paimana ho aqal ki zanjeeron ko tode ishq mein yu deewana ho ghairon ka kya tha illallah 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 la ilaha illallah muhammadur rasulullah ishq-e khuda ki aag wo pehle sehne dil mein lagate illallah muhammadur rasulullah.
الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهدي الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله.
Of the love of dunya and being unmindful of akhirat and from the sin of following my wants and desires and being unmindful of the commandments of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and the Sunnah of Rasulullah and the pious. May Allah accept inshallah. We'll speak to Maulana Musa or Maulana Abdul Rahman and we'll tell you what you have to do, eh? And then keep contact with whoever you have contact with, like Maulana Abdul Rahman or whichever of the
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. See, inshallah, the greatest amount of benefit we will get, even especially of that person whoever we got ta'alluq with, and we should try to attend Hazrat's Majlis as far as possible. If you are in different areas, far off areas, those khulafa who are in those areas, try to attend their majalis. See, you know, the weekly majalis which takes place here on Laylatul Arbi'ah on Tuesday night, we should take
مات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب دعوات يا أرحم الراحمين يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا أكرم الكرماء يا منعم يا محسن اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Oh my Allah, most Ghaffar, Ghafir, Ghafur Allah, most compassionate Allah, Ya Allah, our tongues, our hands, our feet, Ya Allah, clear our lives from all gunas and sins and all those things that block our muhabbat with you, Ya Arhamar Rahimeen. Oh my Allah, take us from the life, Ya Allah, take it out from the life of sins, Ya Allah. Give us a life of bita'at and muhabbat and love, the love of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my Allah, this heart has been made only for you and only for you. Ya Allah, we put everybody else into the heart behind the sage. Listen to your name, listen to your shahar. Oh my Allah, this part of our hearts, oh my Allah. Ya Allah, grant us complete Islam of our hearts, Ya Rahman Ar Rahimi. Ya Allah, we are undeserving, but that we have tabanna. Ya Allah, we are hope, Ya Allah, we are living in hope, Ya Allah. Only Ya Allah, you make us among your friends, oh my Allah. Grant us to Allah, Ya Allah, the pinnacle of your marib.
How long we are going to live? So many years, so many coaches, good strength. After now 50, 60, how long we are going to live? And we are on the platform and we are filling all our goods on every moment, whether we are awake or whether we are sleeping. But the train is moving and we are filling it, or we are letting it go empty. Your whole night you can sleep, but if you make niyat that I am sleeping, so that my body can regain its vigor, its strength again. And you, according to sunnah, you sleep. Like now, if we made our zikr also, and no niyat we made for the zikr, then it is like lifeless bodies we are sending. Like you are sending a hoor without life in her. And you are sending food which is gone off, without niyat. And without concentration, that you have made the form of the thing for one's own benefit. When we go in the qabr, nobody else is going to benefit. We will benefit what we have sent to our qabr. And some of us may have come with only 20 coaches, 30 coaches, 40 coaches, how many years of our life. But even if a person, one coach, and he has filled it up properly, with the right things, that what have you brought forth? A person will say, Ya Allah, what you gave me, I increased it tremendously. I made it tenfold more, hundredfold more, thousandfold. Allah will ask, I'm asking, what did you bring here? The person again, and this is my nature by man, he'll say, no, I increased it, I made it. Allah will say, I'm asking, what is Quran Sharif? If we made that here, and it takes a minute to make that here. Now that same reading, that same 40 minutes, 30 minutes you're going to spend, but just you spend that 1 minute, now you have that tilawat of yours has become so much more valuable. And so this is really what it is, that we come to the Khalqa to learn all this. And then you even need a bayan in front. The sawuf is only this, that what you know, practice upon. We can give so much bayans, etc., but how much are we practicing? We can talk so big and act so pious and put up a pious front. Like we in the Hazrat's dua last night we read, the mask we have, a mask, and that person will hopefully move forward. And then move in the right direction also, which Hazrat Shaykh Radis Maulana Muhammad Zakariya Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi write, that today a person regards poison as his medicine, then how can he get better? For example, all these what we call natural disasters, which are not natural, a person can understand, hopefully otherwise many good people also had objection on this word, that to leave your child as a street sweeper is better than sending him to the schools and the universities. In other words, here as a street sweeper, his iman will be saved. And Rosie, Allah has taken responsibility. We are taking, so to say, great philosopher of the past. He said the worst calamity and the worst thing in the world is death. Whereas if you understand what is death, you cherish the Sahaba and the pious, make dua for death. But when we don't know what is death, and that dunya is your object, and it's the wrong way and upside down. So I'm giving you my walking stick, and you can find somebody more stupid than you. Who you find, you give him this walking stick. So a few months passed like this, and then Harun al-Rashid became ill, terminally ill. So they were good friends also, so he came and visited him again. So he asked him, you found somebody? He said, no, Bhatta. Everything must be done. But where are you going finally, and you're going to live forever? For there you didn't prepare. So I find you to be the... So we shouldn't fool ourselves. The real life is the life of Akhirat. And our train is moving. And we are filling all the time, every moment. Or we are leaving it empty to go, or we are filling harmful things.
Sheikh Rahmatullah gave so beautifully. He says, in your Kruger National Park, you got millions of monkeys. If till today in the history of monkeys, one monkey could become a human being, then till today why didn't another monkey also become a human being? Like many people have 2-3 children, one becomes a Hafiz, the others can also become, and they do become. One becomes a Maulana, others can, and they do become. Why till today only one monkey? This is really their monkey business, and they're making monkeys out of us. And unfortunately, we're falling for it. So this was taught in class 9. Before that, it was taught at university level. And now, presently, it is taught in preschool. Already the small, we think of my child is going kindergarten, like preschool, Montessori, but we don't know they are pushing kufr into their child. And they're taking Allah out of their child's mind completely. Few years ago, I happened to go to Malawi, and they explained there that one big sheikh, pious, good man, his child going to school, preschool, Montessori, primary school. One day he saw the child close his eye when they were sitting to eat. The child closed his eyes and just like meditated 1 minute, half a minute, whatever. So the father asked him, what are you doing? He said, I'm thanking Lord Jesus for this meal he gave me. So they imagine what kufr they are teaching. In the schools, in the church schools, and today how many of our children, especially the elite, the rich people, their children go to the church schools. And they say their discipline is very good. But you don't realize your iman is being destroyed. They are robbing you of your iman completely. So this is now secular education. So all the schools, even truly speaking our Islamic schools also, they've got an Islamic outward garment, Islamic appearance, but inside is secular education. And secular education equals atheism. That Allah has got no share in that. So from that now, understand 3 types of education I've explained. Our dini, which teaches you who is Allah. Who is the one who created you? Who is the one who gave you your eyes? Who is the one who gave you your iman and your Islam? Who is the one who will give you jannat? That education. And that has been taught here. Then worldly education is a necessity like a toilet. Then secular education is totally haram. It is atheism. It is kufr through and through. So we can understand what is the value of this education. And I hope we can understand it and take this forward to other people. Let them also understand. So that is one important point that we had to discuss. And then there are 9 points. Only 1 point is finished. And time is also about finished. But we'll do the other short, some other times we'll do them in detail. The second point is the fazilat, the virtues of this knowledge. And this knowledge, just to explain in a simple way, in Tafsir al-Kabir, Imam Razi rahmatullah alayhi has written this instance, that a person was a very great sinner. Only sin in his life, nothing good he was doing, only committing sin and evil. When he passed away, his wife was expecting his child. The father passed away, he was in the qabr, and he was getting azab from Allah. He had lived a very, very rotten life. All wrong things he was doing, he was being punished. When the child was born, the mother was a pious woman. She taught the child all about deen, making istinja, namaz, all that. When the child was about 4-5 years, ready now to go to madrasa, to start learning properly, so she took him to the ustad, to the alim, please child, teach my child. As soon as the ustad told the child, read Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most compassionate, the child repeated Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Immediately, just on that, still the starting, he hasn't still read Alif Ba Ta Tha. He hasn't started Quran Sharif. Nothing. Only that. Allah immediately lifted the azab from the father. And Allah Ta'ala says that Ibnuhu yadhkuruni fawqa al-ard fakayfa u'adhibuhu tahta al-ard. His son is taking my name and saying, I'm the most merciful, I'm the most kind. How can I punish his father who is under the earth? Allah immediately removed the punishment. And there are millions of virtues, so much will such a, we should make suffice on that. Then the next point, the third point, is to make shukr. All the students here, their parents, and to make shukr to Maulana who has started this. And it's not easy. We know what trials and tribulations they have to go through, what challenges they are facing, what the students, what the, sometimes today no electricity, now rush, get a generator, sometimes no water, sometimes this problem, sometimes that problem, all the time they are facing. We must make shukr. Allah Ta'ala in our midst here has given us such an institute where our children, and this is shukr, should not only be verbal. Today we don't make verbal shukr also. Sheikh Saadi rahmatullah alayhi, a very great saint buzurg, he says a man had a dog with him, lifelong companion, the dog should be with him, and the dog was dying of hunger. It was, and the man was crying big crocodile tears that my lifelong companion is dying today. He's my guide, he helps me, he does my work for me. Dogs who are trained, they do a lot of things also. So somebody asked him, what's wrong, why are you crying? He said, my dog, lifelong companion, he's dying. Why? What's wrong? Why is he dying? His hunger. He hasn't got food to eat. He said, this big basket which is on your head, what is in that basket? Bread. So he said, why don't you give him half a loaf of bread? Then your dog, he said, that bread costs me money. My tears are free of charge. So today, we also, that we want to, we hardly say Jazakallah, but that is free of charge. If we had to, whatever we talk, it was charged up like cell phone, we should think lot before we speak. We shouldn't just speak, like today also we want to phone, I got so much airtime, how much can I speak? Must I make this call? My airtime will get finished. How many times you talk to somebody, sorry, my airtime is finished, my phone went off. If Allah charged us on the words that we are talking, then we should think how much we should have to speak. So anyway, even to make shukr verbally, how many of us do? The students also, I encourage them always, tell your apas, tell your ustad, tell Maulana who is running it, made the effort establishing this, tell them Jazakallah. And then not only verbal, but whatever we can do, give some service. If we can give 5 rand, give 5 rand. We can give 50 rand, give 50 rand. We can't say, I'll come and sweep the place, I'll come and clean the toilets, but something we should contribute also. We should make shukr. That is very, very important. Then very important for everyone, particularly the students and everyone, even the who are running the madrasa, the parents, our niyat. And niyat, there must be sincerity. If there isn't sincerity, any amal, any action without sincerity, by Allah is zero. So just to understand, if you add 0 plus 0 equals, how much, what it equals? 0. 10 zeros plus 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 equals 0. So if there isn't sincerity in our amal, we'll go in the qabr, yeah, everything will get left in dunya. Without sincerity, we'll see in the qabr 0, nothing. But if we just have ikhlas for one Allah, now you put 1 and put a 0 after it, how much is it? 10. Another 0? Another 0? 1,000. Now it will just increase. So sincerity and all our other intention, why I'm learning to know who my Allah is, in relationship to Allah, who I am, or all that, that I learn why am I in this world, how to fulfill the purpose of life, for what Allah has created us, this whole world and everything, the mountains and the seas, the rising of the sun and the setting of the sun, the blowing of the winds, the coming of the rains, all that has got an object, and that is to recognize Allah. I will recognize that. And then I will then teach this to other people. I will propagate this knowledge to other people, etc. All our niyats we should do. Then hard work is required. hard work from the students, that they study properly. They give time to their studies. They don't just waste their time. When they're in class, then especially if a male is teaching and there's a screen parda, they mustn't be playing around there, eating sweets, chappies all the time, or they are sleeping away. That how will they learn? So they must, and then that is during madrasa time, to be there on time for every sabak, to be fresh and listen attentively and make sure they understand everything. Then when they have the time to revise the sabak, mutala, they must do that also properly. See the front sabak, what we're going to learn. Revise the back sabak again, continuously. Work hard imtihan time, so that we get proper hard work. Is very, very knowledge, very, very essential. That will, for the students, hard work is very essential. Then another very important thing to with all that is adab, respect. Respect for the kitabs also. Respect for the Quran Sharif. Don't treat it like any magazine or any novel. Treat it with utmost of respect. Respect yourself also. That you're a person who is learning Quran and Hadith. Foul language is not right for you. To be abusive, to use bad language, with the same tongue you are reading Quran Sharif. If a person, the dog that we have for security at home, and in the plate that we give it food, and the spoon we dish out the food, when some visitor of yours come, an honorable visitor, you use the same plate and spoon, then he'll feel very offended. With the spoon you give the dog food, you're giving me food with that spoon. How offended won't he feel? So with the spoon we read in Quran, with that spoon we speak bad things, how can we? With the hands that we touch Quran and Hadith kitabs, with the same hands we touch, we do things of guna. So that should not be the case. We must respect ourselves, respect our ustads also. Very, very important. Never speak bad about our apas, about our ustads or anything. Adab, respect is a very, very great thing. So that is very, very important. Then to stay away from sin. Together with sin, even our good deeds do not have that effect. Especially the nafil things, duas that we read. Many people, I read Ayatul Kursi, but I still got burgled, my car got stolen, because we are committing guna. It's blocking the effect. So we must not commit sin. And the girls also acquiring this knowledge. Together with sin, we'll get the words of knowledge if we work hard. But the reality of that knowledge we won't get. And to understand between words and reality. If a person told you that atom bomb can kill so many people. So you thought, oh, atom bomb is powerful, man. I can kill so many people with it. So I'll read the word atom bomb 1,000 times. Atom bomb, atom bomb, atom bomb. A fly also won't die. And with the words, nothing is going to happen. And if you make a picture of an atom bomb, also nothing is going to happen. You make big bayan on atom bomb, nothing. The reality will. So the same, that knowledge, one is the words of knowledge. We will get the outward. If we commit sin, we work hard, we can get the knowledge. But it will be only words. The reality, it won't be there. It won't be in our heart. And then, the second we can get the picture of knowledge. We ourselves can make big bayans on knowledge. And people, we can impress people also what kind of bayans we make. But the effect of knowledge, the real knowledge, when it will be in our heart, it will make our life of dunya into life of jannat already. Yeah. This is that knowledge. Dunya's knowledge will make your, even if you got jannat's life, it will make it jahannam. Dunya's knowledge has sent so many people to mad hospitals. Dunya's knowledge has made so many people to go mad, to commit suicide. Eh? Never did you hear a person who got deen in him, he commit suicide. And according to, not our statistics, World Health Organization, the most people who suffer from depression and who go to mad hospitals are industrialized countries, where knowledge is a main, where secular education is a main priority. These are the people who commit the most suicide and who got the most depression. And a person who got deen's knowledge, he won't be depressed. He won't think of suicide also. So to stay away from sin is very, very important. And one particular sin that connected with deen education is the sin of pride. That sin also comes. That when I came to the madrasa, I knew nothing whatsoever. I didn't know alif, ba, ta, tha. Today, see the qirat I'm reading. Look at the ibarat I'm reading. Today I'm a big mufti. Today I'm a big alim. I've become an alima. I've become a qari'a. I've done all this. Now automatic pride will be one of the major. For us who are running the madrasa, we think one time there was hardly one student. Today, mashallah, so many students. All this can bring pride into us. So we have to be very, very careful that we stay away from sin. Sin is our worst enemy in the world. It's not any country, it's not any nation. Our worst enemy, our own sins. But when we sin, Allah uses these people to cause us problems. Not just Allah does cause problems to anyone for nothing. It is because of our sins. Then the next thing is to make amal on this knowledge. That we are not acquiring it just for a certificate. Well, so much effort, 5 years, 6 years, whatever, for one piece of paper, it doesn't make sense at all. The object is that we practice upon this knowledge. And then after that, which must be coupled with our intentions also, that to propagate this knowledge. Don't just sit with it. Whoever the students are, from wherever they come, wherever they go, they get married, they go to different locations, wherever they are in the world, then to try and teach this also. And not to teach it for monetary gain, it's permissible, it's not haram. To take a salary is nothing wrong. Lot barakat in that money. But we must do it for Allah's pleasure. Allah will give us even more than what we are thinking. So our niyat must be to teach this education, to propagate it to other people. So inshallah, these points, if we keep them in mind, that first of all, the reality of this knowledge, of knowledge, the three different things, very important to understand that, and that is why I gave most of my time towards that. Then together with that, the great virtues of this knowledge. And then that we must make shukr to for this year. Then we must have hard work. I must study properly. Don't just like be big Sufis, we only read tasbih, we don't do... No, our main object now is to learn. Then adab of all this also. To stay away from gunas also. And particularly pride, that is a terrible sin. With sincerity we must have. You do things with sincerity, shaitan comes and destroys you with pride afterwards. You did it and with sincerity, Allah gave you high position. Everything became very good, rosy, green, lush, everything. Then shaitan tells, oh, you're a big man. You did all this. You achieved all this. So we have to be afraid of pride and be on our guard. And then to teach this knowledge to other people. To propagate this knowledge to other people. To make amal on it ourselves. May Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم آنس وحشتنا في قبورنا اللهم ارحمنا بالقرآن العظيم واجعله لنا إماما ونورا وهدى ورحمة اللهم ذكرنا منه ما نسينا وعلمنا منه ما جهلنا وارزقنا تلاوته آناء الليل وآناء النهار واجعله لنا حجة يا رب العالمين اللهم اجعل القرآن ربيع قلوبنا ونور أبصارنا وجلاء أحزاننا وذهاب همومنا وقائدنا وسائقنا إلى جنات النعيم اللهم اجعل القرآن لنا في الدنيا قرينا وفي القبر مونسا وعلى الصراط نورا وفي الجنة رفيقا ومن النار سا
سترا وحجابا وإلى الخيرات كلها دليلا. اللهم بديع السماوات والأرض يا ذا الجلال والإكرام، أسألك يا الله يا رحمن بجلالك ونور وجهك أن تنور بكتابك أبصارنا، وأن تطلق به ألسنتنا، وأن تفرج به عن قلوبنا، وأن تشرح به صدورنا، وأن تستعمل به أبداننا، فإنه لا يعيننا على الحق غيرك ولا يؤطيه إلا أن، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى، اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه، وأرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا، اللهم انفعنا بما علمتنا، اللهم إنا نسألك علما نافعا وعملا متقبلا ورزقا حلالا طيبا واسعا وشفاء من كل داء. Oh Allah, accept this madrasa and every madrasa of ours. Oh Allah, let the best of students be produced from here who will go and do the work of deen throughout the world. Oh Allah, use them to bring deen alive in the whole world till the day of Qiyamah. Oh Allah, accept all Hazrat Maulana's efforts here for this madrasa. Make everything easy. Remove all difficulties and hardships. Whatever is required, you, oh Allah, grant it from your treasures, which are your unseen treasures, O Allah. Inspire and guide us towards the right actions and the right way all the time, O Allah. O Allah, make this madrasa flourish continuously by day and by night, O Allah. Let the students benefit tremendously and take this benefit to the four corners of the world, O Allah. Accept all our madaris, O Allah. Accept all our institutions, O Allah. Every effort of deen, accept it thoroughly, O Allah. Grant us all the best of deen, dunya and akhirat, O Allah. Make it easy for us. Remove all obstacles and difficulties, O Allah. Rabbana taqabbal minna innaka antas sami'ul alim, wa tub alayna ya maulana innaka antat tawwabur rahim. Wa sallallahu ta'ala ala khayri khalqihi sayyidina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.